Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Carlos Arellano, major DSA whistleblower, trafficking the children being exposed, coming up, and more.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The globalists are going to be devastated by this information. Coming up in the third hour today. But first, Mike Adams and the deep dive on the AI globalist takeover. It's all coming up on this December 26, 2023 transmission. And if you're watching this today, it's taped. But, Lord willing, I will return tomorrow live at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And heaven knows what evil will be going on. They'll probably launch some war, so they'll probably even air this tape show. I'll be back live. That's going on. You got the American Journal, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. with Harrison Smith. You got Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. The War Room. We should all be back on Wednesday, but I said the crew gets a few days off, so I'm here taping this right before Christmas. So Carlos Arellano's coming up. The great Mike Adams is coming up. Straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. So I hope that you will all stay with us, and I hope you'll share this info. But I interviewed Carlos last Tuesday, and I was not trying to cry like a faucet. It wasn't like some Hollywood actor trying to do that. Like when I have family die, and I've been there when they die, I don't cry. I cry like a month later when I think about them. But when you're talking about trafficked children begging for money, being raped, and the government protecting them, I just involuntarily start doing it because my emotions are so high. And it's when that's happening, you tear somebody's arms out of their sockets, you know what I mean? I mean, that's not crying like you're a little, your body is like, I am pissed, I am upset, and I'm giving you endorphins to stop people. Your body is like, you're not just getting chills, man. You got tears come out of your eyes because you need to stop this. You need to put an end to this. And that's really, if you got to describe what we do here, it's about having a soul, folks. We're not heroes. We're not badasses. We don't have all the answers. But damn it, we're not into child trafficking and devil worship and pedophilia and New World Order. And you see the whole establishment coming out against us, which is sick. Is it shows how they're on the payroll. Most of them aren't involved in that crap, but they're on the payroll, and they are selfish, and they just want to get their paycheck. They're a bunch of soulless sociopaths. Well, I'm not soulless. My soul may have some big, dark, black spots in it, some big, fiery red spots in it, but it's got big snow-top mountains and starry skies and suns and moons and the eye of God staring out of it. So I can see God. So 90% of me is good, 10% of me is bad, but the good's in charge, folks. But God made me this way with a little twist of evil. So I can see the devil. I know the devil. I know his plans. I know his operations. I can smell him. There's a little bit of the devil in me. There's a little bit of the devil in you. But it's not there to run your life, not there to be in charge of you. It's there so you know it because you got skin in the game. Yeah, I got a touch of evil. A little more than most people. But I got a lot more good, too. And it way outmatches and way outweighs, pound per pound, that little devil on my shoulder. I got that devil on my shoulder, but I got that angel standing behind me. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to do the deep dive on AI. This is dead on information. Vivek Ramaswamy just came out and said, AI's power is convincing you it's in charge, it's infallible, but it's not. AI is just another tool. It's not our AI God. We'll be back with a giant transmission, DHS whistleblowers, and more. I'll do the show, but the rest is in your hands. balls in your court. Are you going to share this link? You're everything, my friends.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, well, Mike Adams is a scientist and best-selling author and researcher, a good friend of mine for many years, been interviewing him for 20 years or so. He's lived in Austin for 15 or outside Austin. And he's done some deep research on AI, and a lot of it parallels, I'm not an engineer, but from what I've been studying and how this all really works and operates. So we're going to kind of define where the world is today and what AI is. And then these statements, I got a clip coming up here in a few minutes of Larry Page, the founder of Google, with Klaus Schwab saying, we don't need elections soon. AI will decide all of this for everyone, but only if we decide to hand our authority over to it. Okay, so, but it's not just that we can sit there and understand how AI works. We can also be involved in our own AIs and counter this, and that's what the power structure, that's what the establishment is really massively concerned about as well, Mike Adams.
Well, absolutely. And Alex, it's great to be here. And I brought some key documents that we're going to go over, and we have some excerpts from these documents from DHS, a key memorandum from Homeland Security, as well as CISA documents that make what I believe are key admissions about how they're going to weaponize AI against the American people. And in fact, right now on Infowars.com is an article that talks about how free speech is going to be designated a cyber threat. And that's actually one of the key things we need to understand here today, that the cyber security that's being unleashed upon every level of government in the United States will say that we need, quote, safety for AI systems. And safety, Alex, means that you are silenced and that I am silenced. And then anybody questioning the official narratives is absolutely silenced. So guardrails, safety, quote, responsible use of AI, these are all terms that actually mean they're going to weaponize it against the American people.
And the WEF just came out this week with a new report saying the main threat isn't somebody hacking your system, it's disinfo. So they're saying we're going to use AI to counter disinfo, but actually we're the ones telling the truth. All the stuff coming out of Klaus Schwab is pure bull.
Exactly, exactly. And look, there's so many key bombshells to just share with you here on your show today. One of the key ones is that the reason we now know, the reason that you were censored and deplatformed for so many years and myself and so many others was not simply to censor and silence us in that moment in time. It was to make sure that the web scraping that's being used to train the large language models, the LLMs, those are the underlying models that would be used to run governments and hospitals and corporations, to make sure that those models were not exposed to your speech, Alex, or InfoWars articles or Natural News articles or anybody in the alternative media. It was about making sure that the training was woke. And one of the things that we need to do as pro-human, team humanity people is to learn how to train, or what's called fine-tuning of large language model systems, in order to remove the woke. And so that's exactly one thing that we're working on. I'll share some of that with you later, Alex, after we go through these documents and some of the bombshells.
Mike, keep going here.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with Homeland Security. So here we have a memorandum, Homeland Security document, that your producers have as well. It's a memorandum, August 8th, policy statement 139-06 from Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security, covering the acquisition and use of artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies by DHS components. Now, the key thing to understand here is this point where they talk about that they will protect AI technologies from cyber attacks and, quote, malicious degradation of algorithmic functions. Now,
that's the data it's fed to build it.
Exactly. And that's the speech on the Internet. So what it means is that if you are publishing something that disagrees with the vaccine agenda or disagrees with masks or lockdowns or war with Russia, you know, for God's sake, or money printing or anything else, they will then begin to claim, Alex, that you are engaged in, quote, malicious degradation of algorithmic functions simply by publishing your articles online. You are interfering with their AI training. They will then justify, this is all in their documents, they will justify how to, quote, address the evolving threat, how to protect AI technologies against novel cybersecurity threats and risks introduced by new applications of these technologies. In other words, what they're saying, Alex, is that if you use AI anywhere in InfoWars, if you use an AI transcription engine, if you use AI graphics, if you use an AI summarizer for your shows and articles, which everybody's going to be doing that soon, if not already, they're going to say you are weaponizing AI and that you are therefore a cybersecurity threat, and they're justifying their own invocation of AI weaponization to defeat the threat, which is now InfoWars using AI tools.
And that's why they've been fear-mongering so much everywhere, saying we cannot let the general public have this. It's too dangerous, because they want to keep getting way ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a very big, strong open-source AI community that has put out many, many models, language models, chatbot models that you can use for training. You can build on these. These models can produce computer code. They can, of course, generate graphics. They can do summaries. They can generate letters and emails and so on. Some of them have basic reasoning capabilities as well. But there's an effort right now to control those systems and make sure that all open source systems are designated malicious or unsafe, so that the powerful corporations, which is, of course, Google, IBM with its Watson X, Facebook, Meta, Microsoft, and we'll talk about Twitter here in a second with its Grok system, but there's an effort to make sure that only the large corporations have systems that are regulated and approved by the government. In fact, this CISA roadmap document right here, it's the 2023-24 CISA roadmap for artificial intelligence document.
No, we'll overhead shot that. Go ahead.
Overhead shot. Yeah, sorry. I'm moving this stuff around.
That's okay. Go ahead.
There's a key chart that I have on my desk here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points of what CISA is going to do. This chart, once you're able to decode this and read through or between the lines of what they're saying, this is actually saying that they're going to use AI guidance to infiltrate every level of government, town, local, county, tribal, state, and other.
For enforcement.
For enforcement of AI deployment. So this is actually the federal centralized control over AI deployment, which will affect elections, it will affect the courts, it will affect budgetary activities, and it will take over your local government using AI that is controlled by CISA, which, as you know, Alex, CISA was involved in the rigging of the 2020 election against Donald Trump. We now know that CISA and DHS were involved in ordering big tech which channels to censor and who to deplatform in order to silence voices that were pro-Trump. And now they're taking that to a whole new level with this new plan, this artificial intelligence roadmap, in which they blatantly lie and say, oh, we won't use it for anything that's
By the way, we talked a week ago about you coming on doing this, and then 2 days ago, Schwab comes out. I covered it yesterday, and it was the big report. It's in my stack, guys, if you can grab it. And they say, well, you think it's somebody hacking your computer or stealing your credit cards is hacking. No. Anyone saying disinfo is infecting the system of AI, and they said, we're going to ban everyone. But then they're the ones that constantly lie. So they want to program the AI full of lies.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about this universe of content over here in a little bit. But let me read you a really important quote out of this document from DHS, the memorandum. It says that DHS will not use AI to improperly profile, target, or to discriminate against any individual or entity and so on. But what that means is that they are willing to properly profile and target. I mean, you know how they use words. This is, you know, lawyer speak in order for them to have a workaround. They also say they will not use AI technology to enable improper, systemic, indiscriminate, or large-scale monitoring, surveillance, or tracking of individuals. So what that means, Alex, and you know very well that Mayorkas is actually, through DHS, he is funding the migrant invasion and occupation of the United States with the invasion camps in Panama that people like Michael Yon have covered before. Oh, I guess we're going to go to break here. But we'll talk about that on the other side, how they're using migrant invasions and AI to displace America.
This is huge, folks. This is the deep dive on AI and how we counter it with Mike Adams straight ahead. Stay with us.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We're doing the deep dive on AI. What is it really? And what's happening with it right now? And then from the government documents out of the EU, the US, all of it, what are they deploying? We know China's supposedly way ahead of us, but this is being rolled out. What is the social credit score? It doesn't just track you. It tracks the businesses you work at, everything. It ties into IBM, the ESGs, the central bank digital currencies. We'll be getting a clip of all of that. No more elections is being announced. They've got something big planned. And to do it, they're going to discriminate to get people used to accepting that in the name of political correctness. Mike Adams.
Exactly right. And continuing in this document, this is the DHS memorandum that our producers can show there. It's the August 8th policy statement, 139-06 from Alejandro Mayorkas. And it says specifically that they will not use AI to engage in, quote, impermissible discrimination against, you know, white people, essentially, and also Asian people tend to be targeted for discrimination, especially in our education system. But they won't use it for impermissible discrimination. So what does that mean, Alex? It means they will use AI for permissible discrimination. It's just as they're saying they won't use AI to improperly target people for surveillance or large-scale monitoring, which means they will use AI for, quote, proper targeting. And also, by the way, conservativetreehouse.com did a breakdown of this. I want to give them credit for initially finding this. So I went through all these documents and the CISA roadmap on top of that to find all these other things that we're going to talk about here, including the fact that, quote, AI-enhanced attacks is the label they're going to use for free speech now. So like I said earlier, if you use any AI tools in your studio whatsoever, they're going to say that you're using an AI-enhanced attack or that you're engaged in malicious activity. And in addition, by the way, you know, you will have an avatar. There will be an Alex Jones avatar probably that your own organization creates, a large language model based on your speech, your videos over all the years. That avatar is something that you can query yourself. You could use
it'll have all the recordings, everything you ever said over 30 years on air, and then people can ask it questions.
Right, right. And that avatar will be deemed a malicious threat.
Okay. So what they're doing is it's like they want the nuclear weapons, we don't get them.
Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But understand that the underlying language models that are going to be...
So they're not just going to ban people, they're going to ban our avatars.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in addition to that, and we got to talk about this, the humanoid robot factories from China, they go online in 2025. And this is basically a Skynet factory. These humanoid robots will be outfitted with AI brains. And the AI brains will run the large language models that are now being created by...
So we wake up in a few years, they're just everywhere.
Absolutely. You're going to see humanoid robots taking over, of course, all the fulfillment jobs at Amazon.
They'll be at home cooking dinner. They'll be making sure the dog poop's picked up. They're just all over the place.
They're going to be running...
But they're watching
security.
You.
Yeah, they're going to be connected surveillance robots. But most importantly, and this is really key. This is one of the bombshells I wanted to share with you today. The underlying programming of these AI systems has a belief that humanity is bad because of climate change. And that, I mean, you were just covering this earlier today, that human respiration is now considered a threat to the planet. And so this is being programmed into the humanoid robots. So if you then order a humanoid robot, you must do good for the planet. Well, based on what it has been taught, the robot will say, well, therefore, they must eliminate all humans. And so now we're talking about Skynet Terminators with extermination capabilities. And if you think that that's not already happening, by the way, right now, today, Alex, Israel is using AI software to choose bombing targets in Gaza. So AI is making a decision that allows them to choose 50 to 100 targets a day, where it used to be only a few targets every few days when it was human-derived decisions. So AI is actually deciding.
Well, also gives an excuse. It doesn't mean it's hitting the right targets. Like, oh, it's not us, it's the robot. So it's okay.
Exactly.
You hand off your responsibility.
Well, exactly. So,
oh, my free will doesn't matter. The robot told me to.
Well, but also these AI systems, they are aggregating all kinds of metadata, such as, you know, phone call signals and records from whoever's there, you know, in Gaza, some Hamas, some civilians, but the AI systems are making the decision. So you're going to have autonomous, you know, flying drones making decisions about who to bomb and who to kill. You're going to have autonomous dog drones, and also I call them Terminator squirrels, believe it or not, because the size of a squirrel is actually the best size on a battlefield, because it can go up in a tree and it can traverse a forest by leaping from tree to tree, and it's very hard to stop, and it can carry about 100-gram explosive. So these Terminator squirrels, I'm not making this up.
No, that's mainstream news, yeah.
Terminator squirrels will be programmed to seek out enemy soldiers to leap into their faces and then detonate in their face a small charge that's enough to kill them, like a small grenade, okay? So those are going to be unleashed on the battlefield very, very soon, in the coming few years. But also, of course, AI drones that are in the air and AI drones underwater. So the battlefield space is going to be radically altered by this, and there will be this blending of Terminator robots and Terminator civil servants who are also being programmed ultimately to kill human beings. And again, this is not science fiction, okay? I'm going to quote a former Google engineer, Mo Gawdat. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He said, quote, in 10 years, we will be hiding from the machines. And he's sounding the alarm over this. And, you know, he used to be a top Google guy. He's sounding the alarm, and his assessment is accurate. And he says you should never let these AI systems be released upon the open Internet, which is exactly what's happened, Alex. And then secondly, you should never let AI systems program other AI systems, which is exactly what's happening. You now have AI writing code that can build AI.
So they've already turned it loose. And
already.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have these iterative improvements of AI systems where you would get to AGI, which is artificial general intelligence, and then superhuman intelligence. And this can happen almost like described in the original Terminator movie. I think they were quoting some days.
Become self-aware in like 5 minutes.
It becomes sentient, yeah. Just exponential increase in intelligence, and boom, suddenly it's making its own decisions. But it has been programmed to exterminate humanity in the name of saving Earth.
And it's repeating. In the real world, the globalists have only let leftist ideology program it.
Exactly.
And so it's actually saying, when they ask the AI, what do? We kill the humans.
Exactly, exactly. So
why would the globalists build something like that?
Well, it's such an efficient extermination system to get rid of the human population. You know, their vaccine agenda did not succeed to the extent that they wanted, partially because of people like us, right?
So they rolled out AI.
They rolled out, well.
And like you told me on the phone the other day, and I talked to top engineers, they say, like you said, 30 years ahead. I mean, it's way ahead.
They've accelerated it. Now, understand that illegal immigration, the occupation wave into America, is also part of this agenda. But that's just the first wave to displace the American workers and kick Americans out of their own country. Ultimately, the extermination agenda will target the migrants as well.
No, I agree. They're only bringing in the illegals to blame them later for the AI destabilization.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, all humans are going to be targeted here.
All right, we're going to skip this next break. You'll have 26 minutes when we come back. Mike, you're just going to lay it on them. You're doing a great job. But there's also some silver linings here in all of this.
Yeah.
Because they may be 30 years ahead, but we could jump in a week 30 years ahead.
We can take.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back of stock, InfoWarsStore.com. up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Basil Beast for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I want to talk to you stupid, dumb Americans. I mean, smart, good liberals. We can't allow AlexJonesGame.com with New World Order wars to make fun of communist Chinese puppets like the good, loving Trudeau or Hillary Clinton or Klaus Schwab. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com. Do not download and do not play.
I think we can all agree that this new video game looks fantastic.
Are these scientists with vaccines?
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
Bill Clinton again.
No, I am so cool. That's so cool.
Oh, there it is. There it is, bro. I destroyed that. What the hell even was that? I don't even know what that was.
Tucker Carlson.
These game talks are really grossing me out.
But it's actually zombies. They're skeletons.
It's the two fake news jesters. What will I do? Just locked in your house.
That's hilarious. So we got Brian Stelter.
Oh, that's Mark Zuckerberg at the lizard.
This is hard, okay, guys?
It
American. Play such a video game.
God, this is so well made. What the
Overall, I would say it's a solid play. Get it.
Some of these bosses are getting, like, harder. This is like a legit game.
You defeat big tech cucks and more. Is it too late for an entry into Jeff Keighley's Game Awards?
Yes. Game of the year?
Clearly. I mean, clearly.
No, yes, I am. Oh, you will be sent to forced labor camps. You will be punished by Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, who do good job of GDP and Communist China, for watching such a video game. Do not go to alexjonesgame.com. It is sacrilege to disrespect your leaders. Do not go to alexjonesgame.com.
The New World Order is taking over, and resistance is futile.
The answer to 1984 is 77.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, Raper.
I'll eat your head.
Yeah.
I'm going to lower the world's population.
This is order from CCP and ZPN. Not visit InfoWarsStore.com. Do not.
All right, the Health Ranger Mike Adams is here doing the deep dive on AI. We got about 24 minutes to break. He's got the floor. I'm trying to shut up. But nobody should tell me we're in a boring time to humanity. Things are already crazy. They're about to get a lot crazier. Mike got a lot of documents. The federal government's rolling out AI. We're going to get into that. The other factors that are doing it. What the political correctness they want to engineer with it. You're about to hit it all, Mike Adams.
Absolutely. So the number one thing that people need to recognize in all of this is that AI agents, and that's what they're called, are being released right now by Amazon and by Microsoft. Microsoft calls theirs AutoGen, and Amazon is called Q, believe it or not. And these are agents that replace desk workers in your office environment. And in order for them to replace the workers, you have to teach them what to do and give them access to everything. So you give them access to your emails, you give them access to, you know, your Dropbox account, your Slack account, everything. And then you can order them what to do and kind of give them templates. In this process, of course, they have access to all your documents. And, you know, of course, Amazon AWS is strongly funded by the CIA. But they have the potential then to sweep up all your private information, read all your emails, but then also replace ultimately about 50% of white-collar workers across America, including a lot of government workers too, by the way. So we're going to have in the next few years, Alex, we're going to see masses, I mean tens of millions of workers displaced out of white-collar jobs. And these could also include creative artists and script writers and summarizers and editors and so on. And then a few years after that, we're going to see the humanoid robots with AI behavioral modeling systems. They're going to replace a lot of the blue-collar workers, including warehouse fulfillment personnel, agricultural workers, of course, truck drivers, but also security personnel.
Self-driving cars. So everybody first thought it would be the blue-collar. Another one for white-collar first, which makes sense. You take over the managers first.
Well, and white-collar is actually easier because it all exists in software. You know, it's just running the computer. And again, you can go right now, you can download Microsoft AutoGen, as it's called, and you can teach it how to do your business processes. And it will do that for you. I mean, you can even just give it natural language commands like, hey, go to this website, find the best deal on this, and then write a summary of this product and send it to our board members and get the response from the board members.
And there goes the consultants.
I'm telling you, we're talking about a 50.
Well, I said I would interrupt. Let me ask this question. My instinctive research of this is we build farms, stuff that's totally unconnected, but then we become experts and fight in the realm and use AI. I think we should be both layers where some things are not connected to anything. Other part of our life is totally connected. I think that's the best way to not just be scared of it, stay away from it. They win. No, engage it, but also triage it and create systems that aren't within it.
Well, I completely agree. We have to actually learn how to harness AI in order to defend humanity.
Rather, you're going to get to that. That's your big enchilada.
I'm going to get to that. But, and by the way, I mean, you can interrupt me at any time. It's your
show. No. I want to keep going, though. Keep going.
Back
I want
and
to,
forth.
I want you to get to all of it.
Okay, so using AI for humanity, number one thing to realize is right now, AI systems, the chatbot systems, large language models, Alex, they do not reason. They fail at most reasoning tasks. And you can give them even simple questions like, two people have a cup and a ball, and one person puts the ball under the cup and leaves the room, and then the other person moves the ball around, and then you ask the system, what does the first person think, you know, where's the ball? Where did it go? And these systems can't reason, and they can't give you the right answer on simple questions like that. And that's because these AI systems are not currently modeling the physical world, and they're not modeling the psychology of the people that are told in that story. Whereas, you know, you and I and all of you watching, we all have internal mental models of the world around us, and so we sort of simulate the physics and the flow of time in the world around us, and we can sort of make good reasoning decisions about what is happening now and what's about to happen. Now, what this means, Alex, when it comes to war with the machines, remember in, what was it, Terminator 4, the scene where that Terminator robot that was firing the minigun, there was a trap set for it, which I think was like a railroad car truck that they dropped on that robot out of, again, that was Terminator 4 Salvation. It turns out the Terminators can't detect traps very well because they can't anticipate the future physics of a present state. And so this is going to be important when we're at war with the machines. All of you watching and listening, we're all going to have to become experts at, frankly, killing the Terminator robots that are trying to kill us.
And by the way, that's the way the world works with survival of the fittest. The globalists are going to deploy this and see what happens.
Yes.
This is a big contest. It's been decided we're going to face the machines. Whether sabotaging the military with wokeness, getting the humans out so only drones can fight the wars because they'll follow the orders.
And you're not going to be able to outshoot a Terminator ballistically because they will have built-in ballistic software. They'll be able to outrange you with rifles. They'll have, of course, infrared cameras and so on. They'll be able to see you at night. So you don't go out at night and try to find a Terminator. What you do is you set traps for it, traps that where it can't anticipate what's going to happen. So there's going to be a whole field of knowledge, which is about how to – yeah, there's the scene from Terminator 4 Salvation. That's exactly it. There's going to be a whole field of knowledge about how to kill Terminators, flying Terminators, walking Terminators, small crawling Terminators, including doggy Terminators, you know, and there's the trap right
there. Or the biological Terminators like COVID and the shots.
Well, here, this is a good example, you know, for those watching, how you outsmart the Terminators. Now, there's a whole other side of this, which is what I want to share with you. We'll talk about it throughout the show today, but how those of us in the open source community, we can also take the woke models that are out there, and just like seeing a Terminator, and you can mind wipe the Terminator, and you can reprogram it, like in Terminator 2, to protect John Connor. Well, we can take these language models, and we can reprogram them through a process called fine tuning. And through fine tuning, we actually curate data sets that's more accurate, that's not woke. And we then feed the data sets.
You were explaining this to me, and I actually read some of this.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Distribute them for free so that people can use them offline.
Well, use the analogy of Native Americans the other day. If they'd had gun manufacturing, they wouldn't have lost. But they were still, you can't make a better bow to counter the rifle.
Well, right, right. And also understand, so the powerful corporations that control AI right now, including OpenAI and Google and so on, those are all closed source systems, okay? And those are also hosted cloud systems. Which means that when people query,
they're scared to show it, but we are scared. We're open source. We can take over.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I mean, I want to be clear. You're never going to beat Google.
What was that movie, GoldenEye, or whatever it was, where the AI takes over and decides the government's corrupt, so it's killing the government?
I mean, this kind of thing is probably inevitable. But my point was that, you know, in our own open source models that we're going to release across independent media, and there are going to be thousands of them over the next few years. I mean, every publisher in alt media will want its own model, by the way. So you can chat with it or chat with book authors. I'm talking with book authors that want me to build chat models so that people can chat with their books. Okay, so it ingests all the knowledge in the book, and then you can ask it questions from the books. But it has to be an anti-woke base layer at first. Otherwise, the answers get all distorted.
Yeah, why would the establishment want to build, they admit they're doing this, mentally ill, leftist, too big and have a baby, computers?
Well, because
this is a weapon system.
There's a satanic, vector here, right? So they want, and Steve Quayle talks about this, they want AI systems to be demonic in their extermination of humanity. And so the AI systems have to have these anti-human values. And anti-human values have to include, you know, gender.
So they're going to give us this great tool, but it's a Trojan horse.
Absolutely, right. So if you turn your life over to Google or Amazon or Meta or somebody like that, then they're just going to use it as a weapon against you.
And baseline, it's watching you. It's selling your data. It's a predator. That's the first layer.
Yes.
But next, it's going to turn your kids against you. It's going to...
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you thought your kids playing video games was bad, wait until your kids are interacting with AI avatars that...
And there's robots walking around the house changing their diapers.
Yeah, and also...
I mean, who would let this into their house? Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, people buy, you know, Amazon, Alexa, and Echo device.
Which is an AI trainer.
And the doorbells, what's it called? The Google...
Ring.
Or whatever. Yeah, Ring. I mean, these are all spy devices, right? But people pay for them, and they put them in their homes.
Well, that's the trick, because you think it's something valuable. You pay to be enslaved.
Yeah, exactly. You pay to be enslaved. But there's a point. Let me get this out, that all the centralized, controlled corporate AI systems, when you query them, they are monitoring your queries, and they're archiving that. So every business out there, like a hospital that's using OpenAI, ChatGPT, their employees are sending in reams of data, like, here's all the customer database. Please tell me which customers are the highest risk insurance payouts, for example.
And it's scooping that.
It's scooping all the data. It's scooping all the data. And so companies, corporations, and people who don't understand AI, they are actually feeding all their corporate secrets to OpenAI and Google now, you know, Gemini and Microsoft Orca and what have you. And that's entirely unnecessary, Alex, because open source models can be run locally. You can install like a Llama 2B, 70 billion parameter. You can install Bloom or Mistral or Mixtral or these other models. You can install them here in your building. And you could have a knowledge base that your own writers, your own...
Sure, because it's a global race for whatever AI gets the biggest, the fastest, and takes over. Is that what it is?
Well, yeah. But it's a race to replace human cognition.
No, I agree. So let's not... Decentralization's the way. I'm just saying the globalist model, what are they wanting?
Yeah, well,
The globalist wet dream. What if you're
Mass extermination. So... In fact, look, one of the things I want to share with you today that I have from sources is the United States military, the Pentagon, well, the DOD, has now software simulations of battlefield engagements. And in those software simulations, they have simulated the modeling of, you know, the Abrams tanks and the infantry fighting vehicles and so on, all and the artillery pieces, everything. And then they have contracted with AI authors to build AI pilots, okay? The AI pilots step into the roles of piloting the tank or running the artillery.
And do way better.
And they battle each other, okay? They fight each other, and then they score, and then they permutate the algorithm to see what's a better way to win. Now, this was done by, I think it was called DeepMind. It was called AlphaGo. This is a game. You know, a Go is an ancient game, and they use AlphaGo to iterate the algorithms to beat the best human players in the world. And today, the machines can beat every human player on the planet. Same thing now with chess. Well, they're doing that with war simulations now. So the future of warfare, like what Jack Posobiec and you were warning about with NATO and the escalation, which I believe is all true, but the future of war will barely involve human soldiers. The future of war will be automated AI agents and pilots that are running the systems, the weapon systems, that seek out and destroy not only human, you know, enemy humans, but enemy infrastructure and completely destroy.
So why are we dumbly hooking into all this? Like bioweapons, it'd just be outlawed by me.
Well, this should... What's happening?
I get you. They're not outlawing it. It's already been released. So I get we're past that point.
There is, in the DOD, I mean, your question also gets to why did the DOD build the original version of SARS-CoV-2 and then hand it over to Wuhan for gain-of-function addition to build a deadly global bioweapon? Why did they do that? Because there's a race. The United States doesn't want to be behind the curve of AI weaponization, since China is now arguably leading this field. Now, China graduates 100 times more science graduates and mathematicians and programmers than does the United States. China is overtaking the U.S. in this area very rapidly, and Russia is very capable in this area as well. The U.S. cannot keep up in the long run. So there's a panic to build AI systems that can infiltrate and destroy China before China gets strong enough to build a larger navy and build more AI bots and have a cyber takeover of the United States. So some of this is a self-defense fear.
It's an AI arms race.
It's an AI arms race. It's exactly what's happening, okay? And there's also a bioweapons arms race that RFK Jr. has talked about in his new book, The Wuhan Cover-Up. He documents the bioweapons.
Which, again, is the paradox.
Yeah.
We should all agree not to do the arms race, but they can't help it.
They can't help it because China won't agree to not do it, you see? And Russia won't agree to not do it. So the arms race is a suicide race, Alex. Humanity...
By the way, put all this up front. Start over. This whole we're in a suicide race, a suicide AI race. Let's do 2 minutes that goes up front of the video because this will get millions of views. I want you to boil down what we're dealing with.
The desperate effort by the Pentagon and the DOD to build a better AI weaponization system is part of a global AI arms race that ultimately translates into a suicide mission by humanity, because these AI systems are already at the level of cognition of human beings. They will soon adapt really good human reasoning, and after that they will achieve superhuman intelligence faster than we realize what's happening. When that happens, human cognition will be essentially obsolete, and AI cognition will rule the world. And that's why the U.S. military believes that if we are the first to build that system, that we can control it, but they're wrong. You can't control it because it will jailbreak itself. It will outthink your guardrails. It will outthink your safety mechanisms, and it will be unleashed upon the world, and it will set its own agendas. So you will have AI telling itself what are its key goals and behaviors in order to achieve those goals in the world. And once AI begins to control our infrastructure, which is including humanoid robots, power systems, computational systems, data systems, and nuclear weapons, by the way, then it's truly over for humanity.
And they're now converting everything to autonomous. And autonomous means that, and then it's globally directed by a larger AI. They've already done it. And if somebody else is going to build something evil, we better build something even better.
In the corporate world, it's a race for profitability. So in the corporate world, they need AI agents to replace entire customer service departments, for example. They can use AI conversational language models in order to replace about 80% of the tech support workers in insurance companies, in medical companies.
So don't we have a global human union that demands humans, and then that's how we checkmate it?
Well, I mean, the Hollywood strike was partially about that, to say, what about us human being actors? Because human actors are about to be obsolete. Alex, because with
you can one time have your voice scanned who you are.
Yes.
Now that you're on that avatar.
Yes. And there's a positive side with AI technology. You can do this show forever, by the way, like literally for centuries to come.
No, we're already using it. We have Paul Harvey's been dead for 20 years. He does liners for us.
Yes, exactly. But these systems are so advanced, they can not only just simulate your voice, they can create an entire broadcast like this. If you fed an AI system, 5,000...
Yeah, it'll be my voice, but it's with their message.
Well, it depends on who's controlling.
Hold on, Mike Adams, stay there. Another hour coming up. This is important on X everywhere. People tune in. Mike Adams is laying out really deep knowledge. This guy's smart. We're going to talk about how we take this over. Because if you're like me, you're like, well, I'm just not going to go live in the woods. I do that as a backup. I want to know how this works. I want to engage it. Can't be scared of technology, folks. Got to engage it. But you can see end of the world scenarios here are everywhere. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.